Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, I'm wonderful. I'm just wonderful. Hey, hang on for just a second. I've got to grab some papers. Okay. Well, look, I'm glad that we have a full complement on the call today. We have Maria, Devin, and Michael.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So I have a few things to cover today, but before I do, I want to talk about anything that's on your mind regarding the program, any new discoveries, any challenges, anything that might be on your mind that I need to pay attention to. So why don't you go ahead and let me...
I think next week I'm out for a conference in Florida.
Okay.
Coincidentally, right when I get back, Devin and Maria are heading to Jamaica for Maria's wedding.
Oh, Jamaica, man. Okay. Sounds good. Robert. We're at in Jamaica. We're at the Ritz-Carlton in Jamaica?
No, we're going to Sandals and a Grill.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. Okay. Well, congratulations to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll need to reschedule.
We just skip a week, if that's okay. Maria won't be back for the following week, but Devin and I can pick it up.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, there's plenty, obviously, for everybody to work on. So we'll make note of that to cancel next week.
It'll be a good week for me to catch up on some stuff while I'm at this conference.
Okay, sounds good. Anything else that you want to make me aware of in terms of the program and how you all are handling things?
Ladies, we good?
Good. I think we're good.
Fire away, Curtis.
All right. So before we get into the materials today, I sent you a quick email, Michael, because it's come up in numerous conversations. I sent you an email on this VIPSA referral model. And I don't know if you were able to look at it or print it out just yet, but I'd like to... I sent it also to Devin, and I sent it to Maria. So let's spend a couple of minutes going through that, and then what we'll do is go right into the agenda for this week, okay? So first of all, if you got it up on your computers, it was sent via email. This referral model assumes that you are now organized, and so this material doesn't come until week 8, but it's come up so many times that I'm going to talk about it here in the week 6 material. So let's assume now that you're organized and clients as well as the prospects are on a regular call schedule on the calendar. That's not point number 1. Point 2, you've elevated the level of service using 12-4-2. 1 hour response to problems, 24-hour resolution, and you're implementing a financial planning process. Number 3, you have monthly client agendas. We're going to talk about that today. And number 4, clients receive an executive summary after each call. And number 5, you've conducted a review or have done something that provides an outstanding benefit to the client, okay? So let's talk about number 5 for a moment. Don't give anonymously. What that means is you're providing something, doing something without any kind of acknowledgement. Now, these are the little things that really matter. Always restate what you've accomplished or given to them and client benefits during a review. Now, here's an example, and you just chime in when you have some questions about that, okay? So now you've helped to reduce their taxes by a specific amount, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. Don't let that go unnoticed. You've created a trust to avoid probate, taking care of the family. You protected the family against loss of the primary breadwinner. You've grown the assets through portfolio management. You've helped to solidify retirement income in the amount of X dollars per year or per month. And you've saved thousands of dollars in interest payments by doing a little restructuring, providing credit needs, mortgage refinance, what have you. Okay? Now, you've done all these things. It's clear to them that you're doing these things because you're not giving anonymously.
I think this is even something, Maria, in our recaps at, like, the bottom. We could just
right.
put, you know, relationship accomplishments, like Lynette Mock got the life insurance in, got the other life insurance dispersed, you know, rolled over the 401k, moved over the Ameriprise, right? Just
how long do you want to keep that on there, though?
Good question. I want to say, like, probably like a rolling 12 months, and like going into January, we just delete it.
Okay.
Okay. So what you're doing here is you are keeping the client in tune that when they work with your team, they are getting tangible results and benefits, and they get reminded of this just in the event that they kind of forget, okay? All right. Now, at the end of the review, I have a script. That's on page 2. And I'm going to just kind of read it to you so we get the flow. Now, Mary, I'd like to ask if there's anything else that you and your family, husband, values in the relationship or experience in working with us and the service we provide. Listen very carefully, take notes in terms of what they value. They may say things like the frequency of contact, sensitivity to the needs of the family, effective education, service, problem-solving ability, great listener, solid organization, great team, etc. So you want to listen to what they value because that helps to shape your value proposition, okay? Now, what else might be important to you, Mary? You may say, well, what do you mean? We just want to make sure that we constantly fine-tune our service and capabilities for you, if that's okay. All right. Sure, that's fine. Okay. Now, with your permission, I'd like to briefly brainstorm with you. We're always looking for good clients that would like to work with our team. Are we at a point in our relationship that you can enthusiastically endorse me, us, my team? That's asking for permission. So if you look at the words VIPSA and have a mental outline, V is about what do they value in the relationship. The I is what is important to you. The P is now asking permission to brainstorm. Okay? Now, this is what you have to do to get them comfortable giving you referrals. And Michael, as we chatted yesterday, this is what you want to coach your CPAs, attorneys, and COIs on. So let me explain our introductions process. It's a meeting over coffee, breakfast, or lunch. You would bring the individual with you, and make the introduction. So, this is important. Do not allow anyone to say, here's a phone number, call this person. Here's a business card, call this person. This is personal introduction. I find out a little about them. We explain who we are and what we do. And at the end of the meeting, we then determine if a one-on-one follow-up meeting with just the potential client is warranted and possible. That's it. No pressure. If there's a follow-up meeting, we explain the 90-day free look. And Michael, if you remember, that's when we treat the prospect as if they were a client for up to 90 days.
So, Devin, I need probably to make like three more like sample clients, folders.
Okay.
So when we go out to talk to people, we've got like a section.
Yeah, that's your prospect folder.
Right.
Okay. That's for the new prospect. They get the folder, they get put on the schedule. Just like the clients. All prospects, those in the pipeline, go right on the scheduler. That pretty clear, Devin?
Yep.
Okay. Now, to continue on with the script, and as always, Michael, I want you to embellish on the script to the extent that you feel that you want to do that.
Okay.
Now, this is when we give the potential client an opportunity to be treated as an actual client, and they are placed on our schedule for contact and follow-up. Prior to the end of the 90-day period, they make the decision if they would like to work with us. Okay, so that's the script. Use this here or later in the conversation, where you say, prior to the end of the 90-day period, they make the decision if they'd like to work with us. Then we follow up and we say, who in your network of family, friends, neighbors, church members, or business associates that might welcome a personal introduction? Now, the S part of VIPSA comes here. How would you suggest we meet him or her? And you're listening very carefully for signals.
Right.
I appreciate you and the time given to us today. I look forward to the next call, and thanks for arranging a meeting with Bill. This is the ask. Okay? Or I look forward to our next call.
Right.
That's the referral model. Now, FAs that get this down to a science have really more than added enough top prospects that turn into clients using this model. Okay? Use it with your mastermind group. Use it with your COIs. Use it for existing prospects, and anybody that you coach into the Supernova program. You know, those are your outside business owners, CPAs, attorneys, etc. Okay? Now, questions about this referral model. We'll go through it again when we get to our section on client acquisition. But if you wanted to get just kind of a quick little head start, that's what it's about. Questions, Michael, Devin, Maria?
No questions.
No, I think it's reiterating what we've been able to do for them, articulate it, put it in the email, and then it's a nice script to be able to talk to them about getting a handoff, you know, at their convenience and let them know it's a non-pressure situation. They can go through a 90-day trial if they feel it's like worth it. Great.
Right.
If they don't feel like it's worth it, then so be it. Intro.
Right. Exactly. Now, with you implementing the model the way it is, people are going to be shocked and wondering, how come I'm not getting that from my existing advisor? Okay?
Right.
So this is your chance to bring in new relationships. Okay. All right. Let's look at some of the materials for week number 6. The first part of this, and we talked about it briefly, Michael, was the 24-month client call topics. And that's in section number 6 in your manual. And so let's see if we can kind of think about what subject matter that we want to batch process out for the first 12 months, okay?
Right.
So we're starting with January, and what do you want to do for your clients come January? I think you probably want to, you know, give them the economic overview and the research is thinking about what to expect in the coming year.
Yeah, we kind of do that a little bit at the end of the year, you know, kind of kicking off into the next year, but I guess we can kick that off into the new year.
Yeah, but, you know, look, this isn't etched in stone, so, you know, you've got to
I'm for whatever suggestions.
Yeah, so, you know, end of year, first of the year, we're okay with that. Okay.
So do you have this open? It's page 54. It's pretty good.
February. What do you want to do in February? You know, to kind of get things rolling and make sure people are focused, and you can even introduce some of this stuff in January, but do you want to talk about any kind of tax-deferred scenarios? Do you want to do annuity reviews?
I think we kind of combo that with, like, the IRA stuff, like, literally starting in January.
Okay.
Because sometimes it takes a little time for people to get moving. I don't want to bring this stuff up on April 3rd.
Right.
And people, you know, be freaking out. I mean, a big thing for us is making sure that we're communicating when our tax docs will be coming out. You know, making sure people are making their IRA or 401k contributions. And then I think it's a good time for annuity review. You know, say, hey, if you got beat up in taxes, how can we do this stuff a little better?
Okay, so that's February. Now, March, the month of March, if you do this right, one of the things I'll tell you, I used to work with a guy. His name was Joe. Joe had everybody funding IRAs in January, and Joe would have like $100,000 month to kick his year off with by simply, you know, getting those contributions, maxing them, and investing the money in some type of fund with a good asset allocation model. So just a thought.
Maria, Devin, do you think maybe we get the Roth contribution list January. We see who hasn't made theirs for 2018. Maybe we can have Madison call and just call list, right? It's going to be 100 names. Say, hey, Mike would like to know if you'd like to make your Roth IRA contribution for 2018. Here's the amount. If you need more information, you know, Mike, I can schedule a time for you to speak with Mike or Maria, but I'm just making these calls to make sure that we're on top of things.
That's good.
Okay, keep in mind that the marketing is going to be done for you. There will be everybody and their brother advertising that they got an IRA and they want your client's contribution. So it's going to be talked about every month for the first 4 months of the year. Okay? So your marketing is being done. You just need to have the conversation.
Right.
So January, February, March, now we're up to April, and that may be some additional follow-up, tax questions. Be prepared. Everybody's lost their statements, and they're going to want their 1099s. So you're going to be busy in April dealing with that. May, this isn't necessarily in any order, but you might introduce the concept of long-term care. These are these non-urgent items that generally aren't at the top of your list.
Right.
June, now we're in the mid-year. You know, are we going to do a mid-year outlook and then follow up with long-term care cases?
Yep.
July, life insurance review, second to die. You know, is there a state situation? You might even do a dual thing with one of your estate planning attorneys that you have in your back pocket. Maybe it's time for an update or a review. Okay? And look at your specialists in insurance to help and support you. So that could take you July and August. September is mortgages, credit, lending. October, we start getting into required minimal distributions, RMD, and mortgage follow-up. November, tax selling, tax harvesting, RMD. December, balancing gains and losses, RMD, rebalancing portfolios.
I think we're rocking and rolling on this.
Okay. So that takes you 12 months, okay? Now I'm going to just briefly review the next 24 months and reiterate the reason you're doing this is you are also educating your clients as part of the value you provide. You're not always buying something, but you're dealing with the non-urgent items to tighten things up. So now we're back to January, full year outlook. February might be disability follow-up again in March. April might be, you know, municipals, tax-free. That business has become so institutional now.
Right. We don't bother with it. We try to keep it simple.
Yep. May, again, tax-free muni follow-up. June, 529 introduction for children, grandchildren, mid-year outlook. July, again, 529 follow-up. August, estate planning and trust. Follow up again in September with estate planning and trust. October, RMD. November, RMD, tax selling. December, tax selling and rebalancing portfolios. So that's a 24-month calendar. You can decide what's most critical. Set your priorities for each month. So now you have this rolling schedule. When you're constantly being besieged or interrupted, you have a focus each month. Okay. So, the next thing that we'll talk about here, and we got about another 3 minutes left, scheduling meetings with your COIs. And how you approach a potential center of influence. And what you're doing here is you're saying, look, I'd like you to come over. We're going to put on a bit of a dog and pony show as to what we do, how we do it. Have them come over and meet the team. Each team member ought to have a little pitch of what they do. Okay? What they do to support the team effort and their role on the team.
So we have a client activity tonight. This might be good for even some of the guys you don't know. Right. Marie and Deb, just say, you know, I handle all the day-to-day scheduling. I handle the team's kind of like, you know, business administration. Maria, you could say, hey, I run all of our financial planning. I manage a lot of client relationships, et cetera. Anything else you'd add to that, Curtis?
I would just always give a benefit statement for everything. So I handle the financial planning, and what this means is we look at, you know, the core issues and try to find solutions, and, you know, we take a holistic approach to making sure that we are on top of, you know, your particular personal financial situation. You know, just throw out one benefit. It doesn't have to be the way I've articulated, but throw out a benefit, okay? And I, the way I always, Maria, kind of coach on benefits, so you, a benefit is something where you can say, what this means to you, Mr. Client, is. So if you say, I do financial planning, what this means to you, Mr. Client, is, and have a statement about what that really means for them. That if we see the need for estate planning issues, tax deferral, asset allocation, long-term care, you know, we are going to identify, that'll be identified in the financial plans that we do, and we like to keep them updated, okay? Number two, then I'd like to bring my team over and visit with you and meet your partner. I want to get a good understanding of what you do, how you do it, and what your most pressing issues are.
I think maybe what we do, girls, is we have maybe a COI or two come in, and we have you guys come in and sit in for a couple of minutes each, talk about what you do, your role, and kind of how we wow our clients.
Yep. You know, one of the things that I used to do when I recruited from, you know, competitive firms, I would have my whole team there. And I'd say, this person is responsible for making sure that mailings go out to all your clients and that we have a smooth transition in terms of the communication. So-and-so is going to make sure that you have your office, your desk, your business cards, and any market minders that you need, and we'll follow up with you on how to work the technology. You know, this is our administrative manager. His responsibility is, and he would give his speech, and here's his assistant. This is what she will do to support you. So everybody is seeing that this is really a team process, not driven by just me, but by the team. And all I needed to do is, like, think of the trauma surgeon. He nods his head, and the anesthesiologist kicks in. He nods his head, and the nurse knows exactly what to do. Nods his head, and she knows what tool to give to him. That's how we want your team to function, like that trauma surgery team. Okay. Third item. Then you and I can get together on a regular basis, and I can show you the kind of marketing ideas that we are focused on, and we can identify the best people in town, just like I did for you, and meet and talk about the marketing and the introductions process. And how would that work for you? Okay? So now you are helping to educate them on business building concepts. You now become a value to that COI. Okay? And then you start the monthly scheduled meetings, talk about client appreciation dinners, sponsoring something together, mutual marketing ideas. You want to do the same thing with the five other COIs, for a total of six. All right. I think that I want to cover one more item here, which is your assignment for week six. Build the rest of your client mini-me folders. Make sure that if there's any outstanding people that aren't scheduled, that they get scheduled. Segmentation is now moving toward 100%, informing clients of the new service model. Start planning your monthly topics, as discussed. And, you know, blocking off time for your scheduling, you know, with the clients. So sometimes there'll be an emergency. They can't be on the call. And you may have to miss a couple of days. But what you're doing is you're building up your bank of trust with the client. They're going to say, okay, because he's usually all over it. Okay? Okay, let me stop there. What did you value today? What did you get out of the call today, Devin? Putting you on the spot a little bit.
You're on mute.
Devin, you're on mute.
Okay. What did you value today, Devin?
No.
No, I still can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Oh, no, we're talking to Devin.
Okay. No. So, Devin, what did you value today?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Sorry.
No worries.
I was saying I thought the 24-month call topics was really good.
Okay, good. And Maria, how about you? What did you value today?
Just getting a benefit statement ready for clients.
Okay, perfect. Michael, anything? We've been talking, Michael, so I don't expect you to always chime in.
Put him on the spot.
Put him on the spot, okay. Michael, what did you think you got out of this today?
Yeah,
you were already pushing buttons, so.
Yeah, we pushed lots of buttons here. I think we got the topics down pretty good. I think it's maybe just firm enough to make sure we're all on the same page with it.
Okay.
I like having a center of influence come here to say, see what we do. And it's just really making time for that. We're all running hard and, you know, being able to articulate what everybody does and how it's part of the trauma team here that takes care of the surgery.
Okay. Well, very good. I've enjoyed being with you all today, and I want you to have a great rest of the week. If anything should come up in the interim, be sure to let me know.
We will. Maria, I think a lot for you. Just let her know, let him know if anything to do or could, you want to bounce ideas off him. We're going to skip next week due to the wedding, and then we'll pick up the following week, Curtis.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
And Maria, you. Enjoy your time down in Jamaica.
I will. I can't wait. See if I come back.
Okay. All right. Great. All right.
Thanks, Curtis.
We'll chat with you soon.
All right.
Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.